As climate shifts habitats, how do species adapt? I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. Some recent studies on the rate of species extinction are getting a lot of attention lately. We know habitats change as climate shifts. How will species adapt to those changes? Elizabeth Krohn is a biology professor at Tufts University.
High-quality habitat is an area where a population has all the resources it needs to complete its full life cycle. For butterflies in particular, they are usually fairly specialized as caterpillars, so the adults will lay their eggs only on a few species of plants, and that's all that the caterpillars eat. And then as adults, they get energy for movement and some for reproduction by collecting nectar from different species of flowers. So abundant host plants and nectar plants are what, say, a butterfly needs to persist in a prairie. Low-quality habitat are areas that are not hostile to a species, but have only some or possibly none of these key resources that they need to eat and reproduce.
So in reading some of these thoughts and ideas about low-quality habitats, it struck me that creating a climate change migration route is kind of like a guest room, right? You want to make it nice enough to stay in for a little while, but not so nice that your guests will hang around too long. Does that seem reasonable?
That seems quite reasonable. So one of the things we did in our study is we showed that animals tend to move more slowly through higher quality habitat and to move more quickly through lower quality habitat. So if you want a population to be able to expand over multiple generations, then it needs to have some high quality habitat, but you also want some of this lower quality habitat so that animals will move quickly and cover longer distances in their lifespan.
So I'm curious about people at home, if they're interested in creating habitat for different species, what can they do to create favorable habitat that can help species adapt and move as climate shifts?
The optimal balance for range expansion is about 15% high-quality habitat and 85% low-quality habitat. And so what that got me thinking about is the potential for urban landscapes to serve as corridors for movement. You know, most urban landscapes are something like 30 to 50% green space. Then if we take the green space and convert about a sixth of it into pollinator gardens, then we've created this mosaic of high and low quality habitat that helps populations move through the landscape.
Elizabeth Krohn, biology professor at Tufts University, thanks so much for your perspective today.
Thank you.
My name is Hannah Field. I'm a bicycle commuter in the Twin Cities. I really enjoy bicycle commuting for a number of reasons. First and foremost, for the environmental reasons. I'm very concerned with climate change and just our dependence on fossil fuels and greenhouse gas emissions. So I see it as my way of doing something to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. I'm not driving a car. I also really like it because I think it's a really awesome way to get to know a place. I find that the Twin Cities, they're not huge, but they felt bigger than they feel now. In the fall of 2017, myself and three other young women my age, we biked coast to coast across the United States, and we did it for public lands, which was a cool mission to integrate into a bike trip because we could actually visit a lot of public lands, and public lands being national parks, national monuments, national forests. So our mission was to educate and raise awareness on the importance of public lands, but also the threats facing them. My biggest message for folks is just to kind of evaluate what you yourself can do to make a difference. And I know it can be frustrating because it's hard to see how one individual's actions can really make a difference, but I think it's really worthwhile anyway. And it's so much of a mindset, and it's not just about like being perfect in everything we do, but just like being aware of how our actions are so interwoven with each other and the environment.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.